Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
5 surefire ways to optimize your book's sell sheet. Hello and welcome to the Business of Self-Publishing podcast, episode number 84. Thank you for joining me for the Business of Self-Publishing podcast. I'm Joseph C. Kunz. This podcast is an insider's guide where I share with you my self-publishing experiences and hopefully give you the tools and insight to become a financially successful and happy self-publisher. Five surefire ways to optimize your book's sell sheet. In order to become or remain financially successful as a self-publisher, you must be able to quickly and effectively get your marketing message to your book buying audience. Your book sell sheet is an excellent tool to do this. The sell sheet is a perfect marketing tool for offline and online marketing because it's simple to understand and gets directly to the point. And as the professor likes to say, it's no fuss, no muss, no waste, no bother for you or the buyer. Between me and you, he has many insightful gems like that. I hear them all the time. He has one for every imaginable situation, but he's a very wealthy business genius, so we all listen to him. Okay, here are the 5 essential elements to optimizing your sell sheet. Sell sheet optimization tip number 1, keep it simple. The genius of a sell sheet is that it's quick and easy to read. It's supposed to convey the most important and pertinent information about your book in a short, simple, and obvious format. And it must be appealing to look at and read while doing all of that. All of the information on the sell sheet must only be concerned with your book. No extraneous information necessary. In other words, don't oversell or exaggerate. Ask yourself, what information is absolutely necessary that will help the buyer make the decision to find out more about your book or go directly to buying it? Get to it quickly. You only have about 30 seconds to hold on to the person reading your sell sheet. Use every inch of that sell sheet very wisely. Sell sheet optimization tip number 2. Differentiate your book. You've all heard about differentiation a million times before. Differentiate yourself, your message, and your book from your competition. You already know this. If you didn't already know how to differentiate yourself, your message, and your book from your competition before you wrote your book, you have much bigger problems than a sell sheet can fix. Your message that you want or need to share with your reading audience and how you write about it needs to come through on your book sell sheet. Look at yourself, your message, and your book from the perspective of your audience, your readers, your customers. Now show them how you and your book are different or better or more insightful for your book's subject matter than your competition is. Sell sheet optimization tip number 3, build visual hierarchy. By visual hierarchy, I mean that the reader's eyes should first be drawn to the most important item on your sell sheet. This item, or text, or photo, will probably be the biggest item on the page. This might be the book's cover, for example, or the title of the book near the top of the sell sheet. You get the idea here. Then their eyes should be drawn to the second most important item on your sell sheet. Maybe this is a word or statement about the book's subject matter. The text here might be bigger or more colorful than the other text on the page. Then onto the third most important information that you want the reader to see next, and so on. Typically, these items start at or near the top of the page, which is where most people first look on a sheet of paper. And when viewing on a computer screen, almost always from the top down. Your goal is to help the reader navigate your sell sheet in a pleasant, visually appealing, and easy to read format. Sell sheet optimization tip number 4, back up your claims. The person reading your sell sheet will decide if you're qualified to write this book and help them with their problems in a matter of seconds. Again, look at yourself, your book, and your sell sheet from the perspective of the reader. And then ask yourself several questions. Is this person believable? Does this person look and sound like he can help me with my problems? Help me improve my life? Help me find the answers I need? Does he have believable qualifications that prove he can write about this book's topic? Remember, every word and picture on that sell sheet can help or hurt your credibility. It's up to you to convey your claims about your book and about you to the reader in such a way that's believable. Too much embellishment or boasting, and you will lose them in a matter of seconds, and they won't come back. And finally, sell sheet optimization tip number 5, make the call to action easy. By easy, I mean keep it simple. Provide several uncomplicated ways for the reader to contact you and get more information about you and your book. This can be your telephone number at your office. It can be an email address directly to you. The absolute minimum that you must have is a link to your book's website or landing page. It can also be a link to the book's Amazon page. If your book is available for sale to bookstores, libraries, and universities, you should mention that your book is available through book distributors such as Ingram and Baker & Taylor, for example. Keep in mind how your book's demographic, or readers, buyers, customers, and clients, will most likely want to contact you. But keep it simple and easy. Now, to sum up. Don't be afraid to have more than one sell sheet for your book. You can create one that is more directed toward your clients that visit your office, for example, one for the people that read your blog, and you can create one for libraries and schools. You wrote the book, so you already know who your audience or audiences is for your book. Your book sell sheet can help you give your audience the appropriate message that is most likely to resonate with them to the highest degree and help them to make the decision to buy your book. Creating a good sell sheet for your book really is no fuss, no muss, no waste, no bother for you or the buyer. Oh no, now I'm doing it.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.